better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Every American should be asking their own member of Congress whether they think it's okay that the president broke the law, used his position of power to pressure the president of Ukraine by withholding foreign aid and in trying to insist that he initiate investigations against the president's political opponents.
I haven't seen anything in the transcript. I haven't seen anything in the drive. I looked at Mike Pompeo's speech today. I haven't seen anything he's done that I think is wrong or inappropriate.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
Now, in terms of calling witnesses, they are, in this resolution, allowed to propose witnesses. And if we turn down any of their requests, they can call for a vote.
Republicans can protest, bring it to a full committee vote, but there are more Democrats than Republicans on the committee. So it really isn't a fully bipartisan process in that way.
No, Democrats are definitely in the driver's seat.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
President Trump and First Lady Melania are apparently moving. They have filed the paperwork to move to Florida.
Is this about being harassed by local officials? Is this about taxes? Is this about re-election politics? Florida swing state? Because this is unprecedented.
Not everything is a conspiracy theory.
Unchained and unstoppable.
How did you kill Jeffrey Epstein?
Well, Trevor, the things they say are so ridiculous. Honestly, I don't know what I ever did to get them so upset.
I'm going to make sure that we rejoin the Paris Peace Accord on day one.
What year do you think it is?
Late in 1972. The North Vietnamese government officially agreed to the terms of the Paris Peace Accords.
We today have concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Tucker just called. I'm at the top of the show to discuss the bodily orifice from El Paso. Some people are already writing my material. It's almost 6:03, headline, Beto's campaign bites the dust. Get it? Get it?
Ha, 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 ha.
He ate mud, now his campaign is bitten the dust. All right, so keep writing that stuff for me. I need some one-liners. I don't have much time to prepare for the show. Anyway, Tuesday is election day across the country and also in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. There are many municipal elections, not statewide, but municipal city and town elections, city elections, basically. And there's a big mayor's race in Taunton, Massachusetts. There's an open seat, open mayor's job. And one of the great friends of the taxpayers over the last few years is running down there, Representative Shauna O'Connell. She's a Republican. She's fought all kinds of waste, fraud, and abuse on Beacon Hill. She's been the best friend the taxpayers of the Commonwealth, everybody in the Commonwealth, could have had. She worked with Jeff Deal and Jim Lyons and Mark Lombardo and many others to do the right thing by the taxpayers. Now she wants to become the mayor. And they're trotting out all the old Democrat hack war horses against her this last weekend. Shauna O'Connell, you going to pull it out for us?
You bet I am, Howie. We've been working hard, and it's great to be on with you and talk to all your listeners again. I hear from so many people all the time that say, oh, I love Howie Carr. I hear you on Howie Carr, so it's always great to be on here.
Well, listen, this is about you tonight, Shauna. Tell us, who are they throwing up against you this weekend?
Oh, they are bringing out the whole army this weekend. They've got Joe Kennedy coming out, Ed Markey, the treasurer,
Ed Markey?
The auditor.
Ed, wait a second. Ed Markey has flown up. Doesn't he know the Ravens, his team, the Baltimore Ravens, are playing this weekend against the Pats? Is that what he's coming up for? He's coming up from Maryland.
Gonna do double time. He's going to multitask.
Yeah.
They're afraid. We won the primary, the preliminary election for mayor with 62% of the vote. So they're getting desperate. They're doing everything they can to hit us. So they're bringing out all the big guns this weekend, and we've got our volunteers. We've got volunteers. They're paying people. We've got volunteers working for us.
They're paying people. Wow. So
yeah. You want to hear a funny story?
Yeah.
At our debate, a bunch of guys got out of a truck to hold signs, and they came up to our people and said, okay, give us a sign. So we gave them the signs, and then one of their guys came over and said, hey, that's the wrong sign. You're not supposed to be holding that one.
I'll bet they were wearing pinky rings, too. And Shauna, yeah. your opponent has been a little, she's gotten sometimes in arrears when it comes to paying taxes, hasn't she? I was looking at, someone sent me a flyer that's out about her.
Oh, yeah. You know what? There couldn't be more of a contrast. I'm saving taxpayers' money, and she's raising taxes and not paying her taxes at the same time.
So it, just in August this year, the state placed a lien on her property for failing to pay personal income taxes.
Yeah, I think it might have been a lien on her check on her wages from city council, as a matter of fact, and for not paying taxes. And you know, you've got to not pay your taxes for quite some time and get quite a few notices to get your wages garnished.
I'm just looking at this, and a municipal lien was placed on her for failure to pay property taxes in her electric bill, her municipal electric bill in the city of Taunton in 2016.
Yeah, and it's kind of a pattern. So you have to ask yourself, is this somebody that you want running your city? They can't even pay their own taxes. They're raising your taxes, and now they want to get their hands on all the coffers of the city?
Why are they so concerned about this race? I mean, you seem to have won the preliminary fairly handily, and Joe Kennedy he wants to run for president in 2024. He's coming down to Taunton to campaign in a mayor's race. It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But you know, I mean, there's like this kind of political circle in Taunton, like there probably are in a lot of communities, and. As you know, I don't get into those political bubbles. I do my own thing, and they feel entitled to have the mayor's office. They want all their power. They don't want to give any of it up. And I'm here to say I'm going to give this town, this city, back to the people of Taunton. You know, where it belongs.
Yeah. So if
they don't want me coming in and cracking up their political hack ring.
You know, Shauna O'Connell, a lot of people love you, not just in the city of Taunton and not just in Bristol County. And do you need volunteers from outside the area this weekend, or what can people do to help you out?
We sure do, because they've got an army coming in against us. You know, people can go to my campaign website, shaunaoconnell.com, and they can email us and we'll get right back to them. Or they can show up tomorrow. We're meeting at 10 o'clock at 60 Court Street in Taunton. 10 o'clock at 60 Court Street, and we're going to be giving people literature and having people go drop off our literature door-to-door.
So you need people to go door-to-door, and so you can take some volunteers. And again, you've helped us out in so many ways. You helped out with the welfare fraud and the attempts to straighten out the mess at the Department of Transitional Assistance. You've helped out in the gas tax in 2014. You knocked off a really odious state rep. I was just editing the St. Patrick's Day breakfast tapes this week for our new Dirty Rats podcast, and I saw Bulger introducing the guy you knocked off back in the day.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, I'd forgotten all about him. You know, you did it. You did us all a favor, and you've done a great job in the legislature. And I know you want to. You can do so much more as the chief executive of a city in Bristol County. And we're all rooting for you, Shauna. And everybody's got to get out and vote. Someone says,
yes,
Marky's been.
Marky's got a lot of support. I appreciate it. And if people can't come and help, I know some people can. It's last minute. We could also use some contributions. We've got to get some last minute stuff out: literature, radio ads, newspaper ads, because they're really hitting us hard and getting desperate here.
You know how desperate? Here's how desperate they are. I went to your opponent's website. Joan Menard is on her website. Taylor, do you even remember Joni Menard?
I know who Joan Menard is. Yeah, I used to run into her in Fall River a lot.
You ran into her? Yeah.
She did. She's retired now, but she used to do a lot of political events.
Yeah, she was a state senator, and then she got a hack job at some college. And
BCC.
What is it?
Bristol Community College.
Oh, Bristol Community. Her pension is $101,000 a year. She's been gone so long, her daughter is retired too, Shauna. Her daughter has got a pension of $67,000 a year. And these are the people they're dragging out to beat Shauna. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's who they're dragging out. I was just going to say, I was just at, you know, a senior center, visiting some seniors playing bingo who are living on this, you know, meager fixed income. And then you hear about these outrageous pensions. And, you know, as a matter of fact, my opponent, you thought the raises on Beacon Hill were outrageous. She voted for a pay raise for the mayor, for someone in the mayor's office, 74% pay raise.
Oh, God. Well,
so they're giving out money like candy, but it's, you know, taxpayers' money, so they don't care.
Yeah, Halloween's over, but they want to give out money like a Halloween treats. Only it's somebody else's Halloween treats they'll be giving out. Though, if you're a taxpayer in the city of Taunton, you vote for Shauna O'Connell on Tuesday, and protect your own interests. And Shauna, like I said, you've been the most valuable player in the state legislature for a long time. You and Deal and the Lyons and Lombardo and DeCoste and a handful of others. And we're really hoping you get a promotion on Tuesday, and we're with you all the way. So give us the website address again, where people can go to learn more about your campaign and to find out where to go tomorrow if they want to help out.
It's ShaunaO'Connell.com, and you can just email us and we will get right back to you. There's a phone number on there you can call. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd like, you can donate as well. We appreciate any help you guys can give us.
Thank you, Shauna. And we're with you, and we'll talk to you again before the campaign is over. Okay? Thank you, Shauna, and good luck. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here, chumps. More Howie Carr after this.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Experience the amazing benefits of Superbeats. Get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase when you visit www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
Joe Biden says Elizabeth Warren's Medicare for All plan is a bunch of malarkey. Who do you believe, Joe Biden or Elizabeth Warren?
In this case, I'm with Joe Biden.
99% say dear old Uncle Joe.
Has Beto O'Rourke been reached for a comment on the Medicare for All proposal? Oh, that's right.
He's going to need it while his campaign is.
Yes. Yeah, his campaign needs some kind of transfusion. Another texter says Beto's campaign was a car wreck, you know, like the one he had in Anthony, Texas in 1998, and he got arrested for drunk driving on his way to New Mexico. Yeah, he ate dirt. Now he's going to eat some crow. But I think the best one so far is Beto's campaign bites the dust. You know, he's going home tonight, and he's going to relax, and he's going to drown his sorrows. He's going to have a beer, or as Beto likes to say, a cerveza.
I know,
because he's bilingual. You know that, right?
I know a lot of AR-15s are going to sleep a lot easier tonight.
There's another line I'll be using. See, it doesn't take you, when you can crowdsource an appearance, it doesn't, you know, you don't need a lot of prep time. You just go to the phones and the text lines and the producer, and you'll have AR-15s and AK-47s will sleep better tonight. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show.
Hell yes, we're dropping out.
You've got them all there, Taylor. That's good stuff. All right, 844-500-4242. We're going to have candidate for the Boston City Council with us any moment now, but I may have to wait till after the break. We may have to get her on the line during the break. I thought she was going to call in anyway. But first, I want to get me a cerveza.
I'm going to get me a beer.
A cerveza. Man, he'll never he's never going to step on Cory Booker's lines again. Of course, Cory Booker, you know, it's kind of a race to the candidate graveyard between him and Cory Booker. Cory Booker will be joining him soon in the boot hill of Democrat candidates of 2020. 844-500-4242. Again, try to help out Sean if you can, and be sure if you're a voter down in Taunton, don't forget to vote. That's for sure. She really needs your help. Our campaign has been about seeing clearly, speaking honestly, and acting decisively in the best interests of America.
Trump has tweeted about this.
What did he say?
Oh, no. Beto just dropped out of the race for president, despite him saying he was born for this. I don't think so.
Yeah. You know, Vanity Fair just ain't what it used to be when it comes to making presidential candidates succeed. He was on the cover of Vanity Fair. Think about that. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, I was going to say, I think that beating that Beto took today for yesterday from the woman in Newton, Connecticut really must have been the final blow.
You know, I had forgotten all about that. That was great video, but it wasn't such great audio because she was just screaming and you had to bleep everything out. But yeah, he really did take a pounding there in Connecticut from that woman. I was thinking another line, one of Gore Vidal's famous quotes about a Hollywood starlet, but it really applies to Beto's political career. No talent is not enough. It's so true. No talent is not enough. You know what else isn't enough? $70 million. That's what he spent last year against Ted Cruz in Texas. I mean, Texas is a big state, but $70 million is a lot of money. There are all those Hollywood liberals and, you know, all the beautiful people around the country and all the gated communities and the doorman buildings. Are they going to take the Beto stickers off their car now? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We'll try to get Althea Garrison before the end of the show. She's, I guess, speaking at an event in South Boston right now. It's very important that she speak in South Boston. You know, they have a tendency to give Grace's cousin, Mike Flaherty, the bullet. But they got four votes. They need to give the second vote to Althea Garrison on Tuesday. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. I've been meaning to get to this all afternoon. Elizabeth Warren, in addition to her ridiculous quote-unquote plan today to pay for her Medicare for All, it's ridiculous, as even Joe Biden has pointed out. She's also in a Twitter battle with a guy named Leon Cooperman, and he's a billionaire hedge fund manager. He's 76. And Politico had quoted him as, you know, they asked about her plan for the wealth tax and all the other nutty stuff that she's proposed, student loan forgiveness and open borders, all that stuff. And he said, I believe in, you know, I don't mind paying taxes and, you know, I give money to charity and all this. And he said, but this is the bleeping American dream she is bleeping on. Nice talk. What does he think he is, Beto O'Rourke? This guy, Leon Cooperman? So she comes back and she dumps on him. Leon, you were able to succeed because of the opportunities this country gave you. Now, why don't you pitch in a bit more so everyone else has a chance at the American dream, too? Isn't that, can't you just hear it in her voice? I should have had Grace actually read that in her voice.
Yeah, I'm going to need to see the transcript, but Leon,
you were able to succeed. Go ahead. Okay. So anyway, he sent her a letter and he released it today. He sent her the whole letter, but first we'll have Grace read the tweet from the fake Indian herself in her own words. It's right at the top there, Grace.
Leon, you were able to succeed because of the opportunities this country gave you. Now, why don't you pitch in a bit more so everyone else has a chance at the American dream too?
That is so good, Grace.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So here's how he responds. His office is in New York. Dear Senator Warren, he says he's not a Twitter user, et cetera, et cetera. Someone sent it to him. You proceeded to admonish me as if a parent chiding an ungrateful child to pitch in a bit more so everyone else has a chance at the American dream too. Our political differences aside, your tweet demonstrated a fundamental misunderstanding of who I am, what I stand for, and why I believe so many of your economic policy initiatives are misguided. Again, he's pulling his punches here. They're not misguided. They're insane. And he knows they're insane. He continues, I have been richly rewarded by a life of hard work combined with a great deal of good luck, including that to have been born in a country that adheres to an ethos of upward mobility for determined strivers. My father was a plumber who practiced his trade in the South Bronx after he and my mother immigrated from Poland. In other words, he's on a lot more jagged or ragged edge of the middle class than the fake Indian ever was.
How dare you!
I was the first member of my family to earn a college degree. I benefited from both a good public education system all the way through college. He went to City University of New York, by the way. He's not an Ivy Leaguer. He never checked the box. And my parents' constant prodding. As a result of my good fortune, I've been able to donate in philanthropy many times more than I have spent on myself over a lifetime, and I am not finished. He went into the Buffett Gates giving pledge to give all most of his money to philanthropic causes after his death. As I told Mr. Buffett when I joined the pledge, asking for half my money wasn't enough. I intend to donate substantially all of it. Apart from my children and grandchildren, I cannot imagine a finer legacy. And he's writing to this woman who never even would give the extra 0.85% of her income to the needy residents of Massachusetts until she started running for president. She never checked the box to pay at the higher income tax rate. So here he goes on, but here he really starts castigating her. However much it resonates with your base, your vilification of the rich is misguided, ignoring, among other things, the sources of their wealth and the substantial contributions to society, which they already, unprompted by you, make. Typically, unless born to money or married into it, people become rich by providing a product or service that others want and are willing to pay for. In other words, you make your money by the sweat of your brow, unless you are either a Ted Kennedy or B, a John Kerry or a Beto O'Rourke, being born into it or marrying into it. For you to suggest that capitalism is a dirty word and that these people as a group are ingrates who didn't earn their riches through strenuous efforts in many cases, paradigm-shifting insights, and now don't pull their weight societally indicates that you are either grossly misinformed or knowingly warping the facts for narrow political gain. This is a really good letter, isn't it? And then he cites some of how much the so-called 1%ers pay. As a percentage of total federal income taxes paid, the top 1% of taxpayers paid a greater share of that total, 37.3%, than the bottom 90% combined, 30.5%. The top 50% of taxpayers paid 97% of all individual federal income taxes. The bottom 50% paid the remaining 3%. It might be worth considering, Senator, that wealth redistribution advocates might be wrong to focus solely on income inequality rather than on income opportunity more broadly. And he italicized the words inequality and opportunity. Before levying more taxes of any stripe, candidates should commit to trying to fund their agendas through revenue-neutral proposals that would cull bureaucratic waste. I have seen far too much evidence of governmental profligacy waste to have much faith in Congress's ability to spend our tax revenues efficiently. Social progress does not have to come at the cost of further administrative bloat. Well, it does if you're Elizabeth Warren, because she wants to take care of the public sector unions. I mean, that's what this is all about. Why do you think she went out to Chicago to pander to the teachers union when they were out on strike? So he concludes, I am a registered independent who votes the issues in the person, not the party. The fact is, Senator Warren, despite our philosophical differences, we should be working together. Again, he's offering the olive branch. She doesn't want the olive branch. She just wants to be able to tweet it out. This is like when they said that, they quoted two people that own yacht building companies in the Wall Street Journal a couple of weeks ago. And she was so excited about it that she was being criticized by the yacht builders of America, even though the last time they put onerous taxes on it, put a lot of people in Patrick Kennedy's congressional district in Rhode Island out of business. They had layoffs. She doesn't understand this. The fact is, Senator Warren, despite our philosophical differences, we should be working together to find common ground in this vital conversation, not firing off snarky tweets that stir your base at the expense of accuracy. And he goes, but this is a really good letter, and so people want to know where they can find this letter. It's I'll tweet out the story from powerlineblog.com. They have a story about the letter, and then they have the letter is linked in their story, so you can just print it out. It's like it runs about five pages altogether, and it's single spaced, but it's a really good letter. 844-500-4242. That is the toll free number of the Howie Carr Show. Has Beto issued any statements? You know what he needs to do is do what Don Meredith used to sing. Turn out the lights. The party's over. You know, Don Meredith, another great Texas. Of course, he was more of a Lone Star guy. He was an SMU Mustang and then a star quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys.
I believe we do have a statement from good old Beto.
Do we? Okay. Let's hear it. That's Kinky Friedman. It's a song about, it's going out. It's not about Beto, although it really is about Beto. It's the title is about Beto. It's going out to Beto tonight as he leaves. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the guru of graft. It's Howie Carr.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ian in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zuko from Hampton, Mass. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Turn off the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow and next year starts the same old thing again.
SMU. 8-0. How about them Mustangs? There are so many reasons to be a grateful nation, and in large part, we have our military and our veterans to thank for our liberties and freedom. National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 14th. You can join in the mission to remember our fallen heroes, honor those who currently serve and their families, and teach younger generations the value of freedom. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a fresh, handmade balsam fir wreath from Maine with a single red bow. The veterans' wreaths have become a symbol of America's respect. The circular wreath with 10 balsam bouquets is a catalyst for unity, healing, and an expression of gratitude. What started with America's most hallowed ground at Arlington National Cemetery has grown to ceremonies at close to 1,700 other participating locations across the country and overseas. Sponsor a veterans' wreath today and show your appreciation. Visit www.wreathsacrossamerica.org. That's www.wreathsacrossamerica.org. It's a great organization. 844-500-4242. Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I was just, listen, I'm 62, but I got an ID that says I'm 21. But what I was thinking was, if, say, socialism does come to pass, right, how the hell did all these idiots in their ivory towers think that we can survive when everyone like myself, I'm a plumber, I've been doing it 34 years, I'm not working for 10 cents on the dollar. So when everything collapses, right, where's the revenue to fund everything?
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, Rocky. I mean, look, you know, when Obamacare went through, a lot of doctors that were, you know, in your age group or my age group, they just said, I'm taking early retirement. And they checked out. It's going to happen again, isn't it? You know, and if you're a plumber and the tax rate is 70 or 90%, you don't have the same options to write off all your expenses or use loopholes. A lot of those loopholes were closed when Ronald Reagan cut the income tax rates back in the 1980s. You know, so what do they think is going to happen here? Who is going to really work if they have these confiscatory rates of taxation? She's out of her mind. I mean, the good news is that as one of the reporters said today, number one, it's probably unconstitutional what you're proposing, and number two, you couldn't get it through Congress, even if Democrats control both houses. But that's, you know, the fact is that somebody who's, you know, one of the perceived front runners is coming up with this kind of pie in the sky, by and by when you die, only get yours now with ice cream on top. I mean, it's ridiculous. Thanks for the call, Rocky. 844-500-4242. So do you tweet out that Powerline blog story about Cooperman's letter so that people can read the whole letter? It's thanks, Taylor. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call.
And sure.
Real quick, you know, the fall of Rome, you know, was based on the same thing that's happening right now, where the elites are taking all the money, and pretty soon there's not going to be anybody to feed them anymore. There's not going to be any money. And it's crazy because it seems so obvious what's happening. And every time the Democrats launch another attack at Trump, they uncover what they've done. And it's exactly what they were searching for. They find nothing on him, but then they uncover hard evidence on themselves. But for somehow, nobody pays attention to that. Nobody pays attention to Hunter Biden, and nobody pays attention to Hillary and the Russians.
And how about this whistleblower with all his ties to Ukraine, apparently? You know, I mean, it's getting some play on the internet, but it's not getting anything in the most of the mass media, you know? And you're right about the parallels between what's happening in the United States and the fall of the Roman Empire. How about the decadence of the ruling classes too, Mark? I mean, I know that sounds kind of dry and academic, but it's true. I mean, the ruling class in the United States has gone totally downhill. I mean, they don't do anything. They're just based on their legacies and fixing. I mean, the Varsity Blues is just a tiny symptom of the problems here. They're just buying credentials for themselves and their kids. They're worthless kids. It's really bad. I fear for our descendants. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Beto O'Rourke says, we released the first comprehensive plan to confront climate change. We took the boldest approach to gun safety in American history. He was willing to violate the United States Constitution. He was willing to throw the Second Amendment out the window.
To pursue this campaign successfully, and that my service will not be as a candidate nor as a nominee of this party for the presidency. I entered this campaign because I believed that we had the ability to bring together a very divided and highly polarized country in the face of the greatest set of challenges that we have ever known.
And establish martial law.
What is he speaking in a drunk tank? Did he get picked up again in Anthony, Texas for driving under? Where's he talking?
Some park in El Paso.
Oh, my goodness. Has his mother made a comment?
He's a good boy. A very good boy.
I thought so. Bruce, very quickly, Bruce. You got a few seconds. God. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Get on the right.
Yep. He's not there. All right. You can watch me tonight on Tucker in about just a little over an hour from now. I got a bunch of one-liners. Thanks for everybody sending me all the good lines. I'll try to work in as many as I can. 603 says, remember to turn off the lights when you leave, Beto. Yeah, the party's over, Beto. Go home and have yourself a cerveza. You know, that's Spanish for brew. I'm Howie Carr.